It's back to school time, so let's talk about books. How many books are in your pile? Your digital pile or your actual pile or combined? How many books do you have about leadership, career building, professional development? How many of them have you actually read? And of the ones you've read, how many of them have you actually taken action on to create something new and amazing in your career and your life? It's time to get serious. It's time to get honest with ourselves about what books can and cannot do for you and for your career. Stay tuned. Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. What book should I read? I want to upgrade my tech career. I want to become a badass, world-class technical leader. Give me your recommendations about what books I should read, Jen. We have clients ask us this all the time. Potential clients ask us this all the time. And while we do sometimes offer book suggestions, we always offer it with a caveat. And that caveat is essentially, do you really need another book for your pile? Seriously. Do you need another one? So let's talk about the value of books, what they can do, but let's also talk about what they cannot do. So I encourage you to do what I talked about at the very beginning of this podcast. Count the number of books that you have in your digital and physical arsenal on leadership, on career building, on professional development. So all of those life hacky, time management, money management, anything like that, go ahead and count them. Oh, wait. Actually, no. Maybe you want to pause. Pause the audio, pause the video. How many? And then how many of them, like how big is this pile of books? Digital or otherwise. How many of them have you read cover to cover? How many of them have you truly soaked up? How many of them have you read more than once? And how many of them have you read so many times that it's become a part of you? And you've taken action consistently on the strategies and tactics that are in that book that you have embodied. You've had an embodied experience around what's talked about in that book. In other words, you applied that, what's in that book. And then ask yourself, do I really need another book for my pile? Is reading another book, taking online courses is the same thing, by the way, because it's basically just like a book, but just delivered in a different format. It's still just information. Now, I'm gonna be honest here. I know that let's be honest, let's be real here, that for a lot of you, you have read several books, maybe it's two, maybe it's three, maybe it's four, a handful of books that have profoundly changed your life and that you have embodied, you've applied them over and over and over and over and over again. I think it would be a lie to say that it would be wrong to assume that none of you have those books. We all do, I think. have at least one or two, if not more, books that we literally can say that book changed my life. And why did it change your life? Not just because you read it, but because you soaked it up, you grokked it, you truly grokked it. You get it down to your bones and you took action on it. You made it real. You applied it. You brought it into your life. You applied the principles and took action on them and you saw results from taking those actions. Because you were applying them so consistently, you were applying them in such an intelligent way, in such an inspired way, that you've seen results. And I want to say that that's actually very rare. It's very rare to have that experience. So if you've had that experience where a book has changed your life and you've gotten immense results from it, awesome. That's great. The reality is that for most of us, most of the books that are in our pile are virtually worthless. Because, number one, we've never read them. I'll admit, there are books that I've purchased that I totally intended to read because in the moment at the bookstore, or in the moment when a friend recommended it to me, or in the moment when I was browsing Amazon or whatever it was, I was like, oh, cool, I want to read this one. This sounds really great. And you buy it, you purchase it, it becomes a part of your pile, and what happens? You never read it. And then you're going through your book list, you're like, oh, wow, huh, where'd that book come from? I don't remember buying it. And then how many times have we purchased a book, read it, but that was it. We just read it once. A book can't change your life if you only read it once. Like, not really. It can inspire you, but often you need to keep going back to it in order for that book to create true transformation. Like, you might read a book and it might feel really inspiring and it might feel like it changed your life because, like, in that moment, you were truly inspired by it. But in order for it to actually create action, actionable change, transformational change, you have to read a book several times. So I'm setting a high bar here. That's what we do here at the People's Stack, right? A book is valuable, truly has the most immense value, if and only if it has transformed your life. I'm not diminishing the books that didn't transform your life but gave you an aha, and that's great. We want the ahas too. But I'm setting the bar really high in this conversation because I know that you're listening right now because you want to transform your career. You want lasting, sustainable change to happen within your career and the rest of your life. You don't want to just implement a few tactics that might make a difference for a few weeks. You don't want to just simply be inspired by some words of wisdom and feel good in the moment. You want to be able to take those recommended action and take that inspiration and turn it into your hell yes job. Turn it into transformation. Turn it into your hell yes job, your hell yes promotion, your hell yes team, the hell yes company that you work for. And what I'm saying is that it's very, very hard for a book to do that because it's not designed to do that. A book at the end of the day is simply information. And so what can a book do? A book can give you information. A book can inspire you if you allow it to. It can inspire you to take action. Can a book change your life? Can a book inspire transformation? Yes, it can. That's the exception, not the rule. So, Really get honest with yourself, especially if you're asking, what's a book I can read to be a better leader? I'll tell you what we tell our clients. Hey, Jen, I want to be a better leader. I want to be better at communicating. I want to be better at inspiring other people. I want to be better at negotiating. I want to be better at building relationships, thinking strategically. I want to be a better leader. What book do you recommend that I read so that I can do that? Here's what we tell our clients. These are our high-end VIP clients who are part of our small group transformational coaching program. What we tell them is, first of all, why do you need a book? You have us. Like, in other words, are you leaning on the PeopleStack resources that you invested in, right? It's because our high-end clients have a ton of resources that are available to them, including video trainings and access to us through Q&A, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then once they say, yeah, but I want something more. I want more. I want to learn. Don't you get it, Jen? I want to learn even more. I want to put more information in my head, because isn't that the key? Ooh, now we're getting closer. Is it? Is more information the key to transformation? No, it's not. More information in your head is not the key to transformation. Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the PeopleStack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be, so we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form, and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com. What's the key to transformation? Action. Inspired, intelligent action. Action that is aligned with what feels good for you, that's aligned with who you are and what your values are. Action that is aligned with your mission and what your desired outcomes are. Action, even better, if that action is based on proven systems that have worked for other people similar to you who wanted similar outcomes. That's inspired, intelligent action. Are you taking inspired, intelligent action on a daily basis? If you're not, that's why you don't have the career you want, because you're not taking inspired, intelligent career action on a daily basis. And when I say on a daily basis, let me remind you that we don't play the burnout, I'll sleep when I'm dead game here at the PeopleStack. It might only take you 15 minutes. Some days it might only be 5. And yeah, obviously, take some days off. It's fine. Every day has an asterisk on it. But most days, you're taking inspired, intelligent action to grow your career. Here's another point that I want to make here. Leadership training is not enough. It's time for you to go beyond leadership training. That's why we exist. That's why what we give to our clients is science-backed, experience-backed, customized career coaching. Because what you want, why you're listening to this, you want your dream career. You want to make your dream career a reality. You want to define what your dream career is for you. You want to get super specific about it, super clear. What is my dream career? And you want to take the steps to creating that. You want to do it intentionally. You want your hell yes job, hell yes promotion. You also want, with the hell yes amount of money and all the other things that are associated with having a hell yes career, which also means, yeah, being a world-class badass leader as well. That's a byproduct. I'm going to say that again. Going on the journey of creating your dream career is amazing and it's awesome, and you're going to create many things along the way, including you are going to become an even better leader, because you have to. If you want to create your dream career, if you want to have more impact, and you want to do it more effectively and efficiently and in a way that's not sustainable without burning yourself out, yeah, you're going to have to become a better leader. But that's not all you want, though. You don't want to just become a better leader. Some of our clients have actually told us, you know what? The leadership thing isn't what's the most important thing to me. I want the career outcomes. I'm going to become a better person along the way anyway. But what's most important to me are the career outcomes. In other words, going to a job that I love, having a boss that I really get along with, who I see as a mentor, a valuable mentor, having a team who I'm just, oh my God, you guys are amazing. There's no words to describe it. Getting paid what I'm worth, finally getting paid what I'm worth, earning 200, 300, 400, half a million a year or more, in a position where I have the power and the authority and the freedom to make the kind of impact that I want to have. That's what I want. Because often when you ask someone why they want to be a better leader, it's like, why are you doing all this leadership training? Why are you reading all these books about leadership? Well, I want to be a better leader. Okay, great. Why? Well, because I want my team to perform better. Okay, great. I'm not saying that these things are wrong or bad. We want all of these things, and these are all outcomes that we help our clients to create. But it's like, keep asking why. Go Simon Sinek on this. Keep asking why. Why do you want your team to perform better? Well, because I want the organization to perform better. Why do you want the organization to perform better? Because then my boss will like me even more. All right, well, why do you want your boss to like you even more? I want to have a great relationship with my boss. I want it to be fun. I want to really feel the love of being in the team. Okay, why do you want to feel the love of being in the team, especially that love from your boss? Why? Because I deserve to get recognized. Because I want my boss to recognize me. Why do you want your boss to recognize you? Because I deserve a promotion. Because I deserve a title bump. And if I'm being 100% honest with myself, I don't even know if I want to stay where I am right now. Maybe I want more. Why do you want more? Because I've just kind of been feeling like, I've been on autopilot. It's just been daily grind, daily grind, daily grind. And there's something missing in my career. There's got to be more than this. I've been a technical leader. I've been in tech for 10, 20, 30 years. And there's got to be more to it. I'm just coping. I want more. I want to make an impact. Why do you want to make an impact? Because I want my dream and I deserve my dream. And more people are going to, I'm going to benefit from it, and so is everyone else too. That's the truth. Ask yourself the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 whys. Why do you need to read another book? Ask yourself that. I want to read another book because why? And just keep going. until you get to that, oh, if I'm being really honest, this is the truth kind of moment. And then what you might realize is that you don't need to read another book. You don't need to add another book to the pile. What you might realize is that, again, if you're being really honest with yourself, you haven't been taking inspired, intelligent career actions. You may have been taking inspired, intelligent leadership actions, inspired, intelligent work actions that are keeping you in that daily grind, day after day after day after day. And that's actually what you don't want. So to get out of that cycle, zoom out, focus on your career. When's the last time you had a conversation with your boss about getting a promotion? When's the last time you seriously considered, is this my dream job? If it's not, it's time to move on. Focus on your career. Do the inner work and also take the external actions, which are often conversations. Many people have asked me, what's the key? What's the secret? You talk about action taking all the time, Jen. What are the secret actions, the key actions to upgrading your career? It's a series of conversations with yourself and with others. They need to be expanding. They need to be forward moving. And yes, often they're going to be uncomfortable because, for example, it might involve asking your boss for a raise. It might involve telling your boss, I'm leaving and going on the job market. Maybe not necessarily in that order. Are you taking inspired, intelligent career actions? Do you really need to read another book? Action is the key to transforming your career. And for some of you, you need help with this. You want help with this. You know that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes a village. It takes a village to raise a kid. It takes a village. Takes a village to build a legacy. And that's why we're here. So if you're serious about going on the soul-expanding, mind-blowing, heart-opening journey of creating your dream career and your dream life, then it's time for you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book, thepeoplestack.com/book. Pick a time that works for you on our calendar. Show up for the audio-only Zoom meeting, ready to have an honest conversation about your dream and what it's going to take to create it. As long as you show up coachable, you're going to get amazing clarity out of that call. And if we believe that we're the right coaches for you, if we believe, actually, scratch that, only if we know that we are 100% confident that we can help you create your dream, then we will invite you to work with us and we'll talk about what that would look like. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Some of you are ready for that right now. Just go ahead and do it. Book that call. You don't have to delay anymore. And for everyone, what's your next inspired, intelligent career action? Maybe it's booking a call with us. Maybe it's something else. And I'll give you a hint. It doesn't have anything to do with buying another book, reading another book, taking another online course. It involves, your next inspired, intelligent career action involves a conversation that most likely will feel uncomfortable to you. It could be a conversation with yourself about what I really want. What am I tolerating in my career? What am I no longer willing to tolerate? It could be a conversation with your spouse, with your loved ones. Hey, you know, I'm thinking of leaving my job. Can we talk about that? Could be a conversation with your boss. Hey, you know, I really want to make more of an impact. And I feel like I haven't been given the opportunity to do this. Can we talk about that? What's your next inspired, intelligent career action? Because that's the key to creating sustainable, real, OMG, I never thought I could do this, but it's really happening, career transformation. You deserve it. Get after it, my friends. Take care. Aloha. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.